Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to another episode of Amongst Friends.
Holiday edition.
Holiday edition. So this is not a typical show that we normally have. So we're just going to kind of go off the cuff. Tonight we're talking about new millennium dating and all of that it encompasses. So let's do the basics. The way that you can call in and get in touch and be a part of the conversation is by calling 760-683-2662. You can also hit us up in our Facebook group, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. You can go ahead and put that in your search link and then ask to join because it is a closed group. And we will go ahead and add you. Also, you can hit us up on our Amongst Friends fan page. And again, you can hit us up on Twitter at Amongst_Friends. So, tonight we have Breezy and D Rob in the building, giving it to you only how we know how to do it. As I said before, we're talking about the new millennium dating.
The new age of dating.
The new age of dating, I feel like.
I have a question.
What's the question?
Do people even still date?
When you say, do people still date, what exactly do you mean?
Do people take the time out to make plans?
Are you trying to sound sexy or something, dude? I mean, because you're getting, I mean, this very white voice. I mean, what is that all about tonight? I mean, just talk to the people. What are you saying?
Do people take the time out?
Uh-huh.
To make plans, to spend time, to get to know each other in a intimate setting.
I think they do. I mean, now with social media, I mean, maybe you're getting to know online personalities and stuff like that, but
is that dating?
I mean, I'm just saying. With social media, now you have all of these different types of apps out there. You have POF, you have Tinder, you have Evol, you have, do people date off of Instagram?
They can like your pictures.
I mean, just because you like my picture doesn't mean I'm trying to holler at you.
Some people
do. I mean, truth be told, you have, truth be told, you have people who are in the inbox trying to holler at people. So I'm going to say absolutely that it is what it is.
Anytime you like something,
mm-hmm.
you're basically letting that person know.
I need you to speak into the mic.
That you either find them attractive
uh-huh.
or you're interested.
Okay. Anytime you like a page.
No.
Okay, maybe I missed it.
Strangers, two complete strangers.
Two complete strangers.
Two complete strangers.
Okay.
And let's just say, you know, a guy sees an attractive woman's picture.
Right.
I like that picture.
Right.
He's, in so many ways, trying to holler.
No, he's not. I mean, okay, so you're speaking from, I'm assuming, the male perspective. I mean, because if I like a page, it ain't that I'm trying to holler at you, it's just... I thought you looked good in that picture.
Okay, well, like I said, the first like, that could just be an icebreaker. It could just look, me later, you know. I think you look good.
Wait. So you're trying to tell me that I become friends with some new random person, right? I get a friend request.
Unless it's a business connect, someone trying to network.
Okay, no, it doesn't matter. I get a new friend request, and I accept, right? And then all of a sudden, in my notifications, I'm getting like, bling, 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 bling. This person has liked your picture. Does that mean...
4 years ago, he is offering you dick.
Are you kidding me?
Dick and a
I'm mean, because you're flipping through. You know how when you go on somebody's Facebook page and you're like, oh, who is this person, you know? And then you start flipping through the pictures that they have.
4 years ago?
flipping through the pictures. I don't know how long ago it was. It's the next one that's in the lineup.
Okay.
So just because I like the one from 8 years ago doesn't mean that, you know, but Breezy says that if a dude... Breezy says if a guy or a girl, doesn't matter. No, he can only speak for dudes.
Well, actually, you can't. There's some thirsty women out here these days, too.
Listen, if I click like on your page, that doesn't mean I'm trying to get in your drawers. I'm not asking for the D. Anywho, so, okay. So you have Facebook, you have Instagram, you have
Twitter, people send their DMs.
Okay, you have Twitter. Let's see, you have OK Cupid. You have eHarmony, you have Match, and...
Is Black Planet still around?
Actually, I think Black Planet is still around. I don't know who's on it, but it is definitely still up and at them. So... Dating. I think I'm a little confused, okay? Because I'm old school, you know. I'm you know, the type of chick who wants the dude to say, hey, I'm coming to pick you up. We're going to go out, you know. And he plans the whole date. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, me, we're mid-30s and older. And so
I'm not mid-30s.
Well, I'm mid-30s. You know. So, but...
You fall in that.
No matter what age you are, me and you are from school.
Okay.
When people will make plans for a certain night, day, certain time.
Right.
It would be, are you free this day? Yeah. Well, I like to take you out. First of all, is that fine? You say, yeah. Okay, well, what do you want to do? Well, this is what I want to do on this particular day. You know, thought was put into it. Plans were made.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
But I asked you if people still date.
Yeah, that doesn't happen anymore. It's just like, can we hang? So, going back, so I'm typically your, you know, I'm old school. So, I'm very into guy initiating the date and stuff like that. Now, however, I've become a little bit more modern in the fact that I agree that it's the responsibility of the guy to pay for the meal. You know, like if that's how you feel, that's great. That's fine and dandy, but every time we go out, I'm not expecting to hit your pocket. But then I'm also not the chick expecting that on every date that we go on, money has to be spent. There's so much stuff to do, especially in this area, that's free. Right. Especially, like, it blew me away. I didn't realize that they have monuments at night where you can actually go to the monuments, do tours at night, and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of a rock. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to put that out there.
I cannot remember your name. But in the summertime.
In the summertime.
Mm-hmm. It's normally like metal sculptures, but they have a lot of jazz.
Okay.
In the summertime, like on Fridays.
Where?
When I used to ride a bus, my route would go that way. I could
okay,
go there
but
right
you're not
now.
Telling me where.
In DC. DC, that's how.
Okay.
That's
how. Downtown, where? Mm-hmm.
Before you get to South Capital, if I'm in D.C., I could tell. But still, we're still going back to, like you said.
Okay.
You always have to be safe.
Well, okay, so the point of all this is, so...
You can have a good time. You know, money is spent on that.
Right. But this new age stuff...
You're going to get it. You got your order,
is,
I got mine.
Right. It's... I ain't paying for nothing, you know. You got this, Ma? You know.
Let me see. I have.
Right.
And you have.
Right. How you going to pay? In cash or credit?
Cash or gas.
Right. Ask cash or gas. How are you going to pay? And so what I find more often in the whole dating, this new age dating, is that it's really not dating. It's really, let's hook up the fuck.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like we always joke about some of the things that we talk about before we broadcast.
Right, because we talked about a whole bunch of stuff before we broadcast.
And what did I say, you know, earlier? It's, you know, you got this cast. Instead of taking the time out to plan a date, it's like, hey, you're free tonight.
Right.
Okay, you want to hang out?
Right.
No imagination. Just like, yo, this is a little hole in the wall bar around the corner. Let's go get a couple of drinks.
Right.
And after that, maybe. Oh,
you're giving me a little something. I'm getting a little something. I'm feeling a little kind of some kind of way.
Right. And so now I'm not going to say that is all across the board, because I'm pretty sure there are still some cats that were taught right.
Right. I'm sure they are. So all of you that were taught right, can you give me a call at 760-683-2662? I'd like to hear what you have to say in this matter.
Now, just like the onus, I will say majority of it is on the men.
It's on the men?
Yeah.
Why?
No, the onus is on them for the reason why dating has changed.
Okay.
You know, I will say.
I want you to elaborate on
that. Well, no, that's what I say about how catches want to hang out.
How who? Okay.
How dudes want to hang out as opposed to going on actual dates. So the onus, yes, it is on the guys. But at the same time, if you want to be dating, but you will constantly say yes to hanging out, at some point, responsibility falls on you too. Now, so we can talk about this new age of dating, and it's across the board. I mean, I think we agree that men and women, it's a new breed these days.
It is a new breed. It's a new breed, yes.
You know, so... You know, I can ask you, let's hang out. And if you are someone that has standards, it's up to you to say no. No.
Okay.
Now, there's nothing wrong hanging out.
There's nothing wrong with hanging out. Okay, but you say, but a point that you made was if you have standards. Okay. I can have standards all day long, right? And, oh boy, it's going to be like, you saying no? Okay, there's 10 other chicks that's saying yes.
Okay, well, he did
so you a favor. So F your moral.
Well, he did you a favor then. If your whole goal is to date and court and get to know somebody, well, yeah, hanging out is cool.
What does courting mean to you?
The process of really getting to know somebody.
Because I thought that was you courting, because you're courting because you've decided that this is the chick that I want to marry, so we're moving towards that way.
No, I believe it's with a purpose. I mean, you can want to get to know somebody. If you just want to smash, then you're not really courting. So you can date with a purpose. You can say, you know what, that's something I've seen this person. I want to see where this leads, so I want to get to know this person.
Okay.
As opposed to just, hey, sure it is. What the mouth do?
Wow. Right. Okay. What the mouth do? That's where we at now. Okay.
Of course. T.I., I respect T.I. He took a picture with his 15-year-old daughter.
Okay.
On Instagram. And of course, being Instagram, somebody, a dude, grown man, left a comment, what the mouth do. That's where we are. And of course, T.I. being T.I., like, probably don't get killed out here. But that's where we are. But that's a compliment with that mouth.
That's a compliment?
Yeah, damn, sure you got a fat ass. I mean, that's where we are when someone thinks that question to ask somebody. You don't even know. You don't know T.I.'s daughter from a man on the moon. And you think it's acceptable to ask her, regardless of what age she is, what that mouth do. That's new ways of dating for you.
Oh, Can we go back to 1998, even to 2000? Let's go back to 2000.
You know what? I want to go back to, do you like me?
Check yes, check no.
No, or maybe.
Nah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Nah. What is that, 1985-ish?
Yeah, like 86,
yeah. Yeah, no. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back to that.
Well, at least you know a person took the time out and wanted to know. We're playing some Black Friday specials for y'all.
We are not playing the same
area.
This is what happens when you're trying to do a show and still keep CNN on standby
so that we can get notice. And let y'all know, if we seem a little distracted, that's because we're going back and forth to CNN. We're trying to see what this Michael Brown verdict is going to be. So.
We're talking about millennium dating, but at the same time, trying to find out what that verdict's going to be.
Right.
So we apologize for that. I don't even know how to feel about this new dating. I will say, so there, you know, I gave y'all a list of the different types of dating sites out there. You know, y'all should call in at 760-683-2662. And tell us some of your dating issues.
Matter of fact, tell us the last time you've been on a date, real date.
Well, so I went on a date on Friday.
Okay.
With a guy that I met on Tinder. And Tinder is this app that's associated with your Facebook group. I mean, not your Facebook group, but with your Facebook page, right? And so what it does is, it pulls in all of your friends or your friends.
It's on your friends list.
And it also pulls in your interests, right? And so once it does that, you get this picture of guys who are within a certain proximity of you, right? And so you get to swipe to the left, that means no bueno. If you swipe to the right,
Fuego.
It's like, hello, can I get to know you a little better? Okay, so what you see is you get to see if you have any mutual friends, and you also see if you have any mutual likes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's like maybe four or five pictures, additional pictures, that you can click on to see if you want to swipe left or swipe right. Okay, so I swipe right on this guy, and it was pretty decent. The conversation was good. The chemistry was good. Well, actually, what happened was I was going to a happy hour, right? And I figured that since this was, you know, our first meeting,
mm-hmm.
I thought that it would be a good idea if I went to a happy hour where people that I knew were going to be there and people that I didn't know were going to be there. And I figured that if the chemistry wasn't good between us,
you still get some drinks in you.
Well, no, it wasn't even that I could get some drinks. It was, I was thinking from the perspective of, if our chemistry wasn't right, there's possibly a single female that you may connect with, and you get a twofer. You know what I'm saying? I ain't feeling D, but there's a chick that I am feeling. You know what I'm saying? So vice versa. You know, maybe I wasn't feeling him, but maybe I was feeling someone else who was in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
And so I felt that was a perfect, perfect venue. To go and meet someone for the first time, you know, no love lost and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And we actually had a really good time. Now, of course, since we walked in, I am surprised. One, because he's He's 5 years my junior. 5 years my junior. And when I was talking to him, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy sounds like he really has this stuff together, you know? Like, I was really impressed. Really impressed with his whole
demeanor,
but the whole package that he's presenting. I was just like, okay, this is not bad, you know? And I was kind of thinking in my head, this is something online, so he's going to be an ass, because I'd heard some really bad stories about Tinder. Anywho, so we had fun. We left the event and hung out some more. So it went pretty well. So, I mean, but I've done POF. I've done OkCupid. I've done Match. Me personally, while I do like the old-fashioned way of meeting people, I tend to prefer online dating.
Why is that?
Because I can be an ass. And
excuse to be an ass.
It's not an excuse to be. But I can like be myself. You know, I can say like this. I can be unashamedly.
Unabashedly.
Oh, whatever. I can be me 110%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't like who I am, the way that I think or the way that I talk, we don't even have to move the conversation offline because you're not feeling what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I know a part of that is with the whole texting and stuff, and I'm going to get into that and just get in that just a second, because the tone. So you're chatting with someone, and because I've never talked to you before, you don't know what my personality is. You don't know if I'm being sarcastic. You don't know if I'm being really shy, if it's taking a lot out of me to really expose myself. But I can really share who I am and be 100% with you, and then you make a decision to say, I'm glad that you told me this information, we can move forward. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with meeting someone the old-fashioned way, whether it be in the club, whether it be at happy hour, over at a cookout or whatever, the first thing that is presented is, well, not necessarily, I'm not presenting me, I'm presenting the physical. And I'm so much more than the physical. I mean, yeah, you know, if I'm a single woman and I know there's going to be some single dudes, I'm going to come with everything that accentuates the right things. You know what I'm saying?
Accentuate the positive.
Right. Where online, I get to accentuate my intellectual self. You know what I'm saying?
Mental capacity.
Right. So that's my preference. My preference.
All right, so back to the date.
What about the date? I already finished the date.
Oh, that's it?
That was it. I mean, what more was I to say? That we'll go out again.
Okay.
There's more people to talk to. I mean, you know, which is another point. When you're dating, let me ask you this. Do you date multiple women? Or are you one of those guys who you meet a girl, you're vibing, and you decide, I'm not going to date anyone else because I want to give her my full attention, to give her the opportunity to really see who I am and I can see who she is, and I'm not kind of balancing the 2-3 dates this week?
Both, actually.
Both.
Until I meet that person you just described.
So, okay.
Then I'm just, you know.
I think it's a lot.
I'm not dating with a purpose. So I meet somebody that just, like, wows me.
Well, I'm not even talking about dating with purpose. I'm talking about, so you are dating with a purpose. The whole reason for going out with these women is because you're looking for someone that you're going to be compatible with.
Not necessarily. Like, person. You may get somebody that is newly single.
Okay.
And that's probably not trying to get back into a serious relationship. So while they're, you know.
Okay, but there are people who say, I know that I'm not built to be by myself. So I need to be in a relationship. They could have just broke up with someone 2 weeks ago, and they're like, I need to be in a relationship.
No, I could date. Now, you know, when I meet that person, that's just like the wow factor is on 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything else is put to a screeching halt. You know?
Really?
Yeah. The books on some pages are torn out of it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll cut others off.
Okay. I don't have a problem with cutting people off.
That's why when I got married. I told you how it was up at first. But yeah. No, it was. It was. It happened. It was it. There weren't no other, you know, new friends.
First sight and all that stuff. I have been wrestling with you saying that you have love at first sight for your wife or ex-wife. I'm having real issues with that because if it was love at first sight, why aren't you still with your wife?
It's because it was love at first sight. Whether we did whatever the classic way is, whether it be date 4 years and got married. It doesn't matter. Not all marriage lasts. No matter how long.
Nobody's disputing the length of the marriage. I'm disputing. Maybe I just need to know what your definition of love is. Because if I'm thinking from the biblical definition, what love endures, love has long, you know, love is long suffering, love is patient, love is kind, love is all these things, and you say that it's love at first sight, and that's your definition of love. How is it that you let your wife go? Like, if this was love at first sight, like, how did
I already spoke on my downfall?
No, it was.
I already spoke on my downfall.
Well, I'm not talking about your downfalls. What I'm saying.
Okay, let me ask you something. What's the difference between my love at first sight and someone who, a couple who dated for 2 years before getting engaged? If his love still love there, so what's the difference?
Again, that's why I asked you what your definition of love is. So when I think of love at first sight, I'm literally pulling from the Bible. It's definition of what love is, and so I guess I'm having an issue with how could it be love at first sight if that's how you define love. If that's not how you define love, then the conversation is mute, and we can just move on.
Love is a lot of things. It's the things that you describe. But again, I'm not sure why my love at first sight is any different than, like, say, someone else.
No, because I would be saying the same thing to somebody else. If you said that you loved someone.
Marriages fail. Unfortunately.
They do fall. They fall and they fail and, you know, and we get into new relationships and all these kind of stuff. It's just, I think, people say love, and they really don't mean love. They say, I think it's more of an extreme like. Then, you know, then you end up with this whole conversation with, you know, whether staying in a relationship is worth the whole staying in a relationship where you're unhappy.
I'm just going to ask you, do you think...
Yeah.
Love is all you need.
For me, absolutely.
You're unhappy. Love is there.
For me, I believe love conquers all. But that's me.
I thought so too.
You thought so too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, so, but back to the day.
Okay, yes. You got off track. Back to the dating. I find it very difficult to juggle multiple people. Like, I'm single, I'm hanging out, all this kind of stuff. which I also, you know what I also think? I also think that dating prepares people for divorce as well. Because you're like, I'm going to date him, yep, don't like you, next, yep, we had time, yep, I don't like you, next, you go to the next one, nope, I don't like you. So you're never preparing yourself to be in a relationship long term, because as soon as you see something that you don't like or something that you don't want to deal with, you have already said, I'm out.
Well, how about this?
How about what? That they should call us at 760-683-2662? Okay, go ahead.
So regardless if you're dating multiple people or you're just choosing not to date.
Okay.
Whenever you meet that person.
Whenever you meet that person.
You know, whether you say I'm not dating or you are dating, casually dating, and you meet that person.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Because I want to say dating prepares you for divorce any more than not dating until you meet that person. Like I said, we said things fail.
No, I think things do fail. But I think that if I have held off and said, I'm not dating anyone until I have met the one, and then we move forward with the intention to be married, I think that that person, and this is just my personal opinion, I think that person would have their relationship would be more long-term. Because that person is saying, I waited for this, so I'm going to fight to make it right. Whereas someone dating multiple people and have been dating multiple people, at the first sign of struggle, it's like, there are so many dudes out there, I can just go to the next. Or there's another chick out there, I don't have to put up with this. You know, this is a microwave generation that we have. And so, nuke, I'm going to put this chick in the microwave, let her turn around, cook, she's well done, I pull her out. And then when I'm finished with her, I put her in the trash for somebody else to pick her up. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it prepares you to give up.
I still think you meet that person.
I don't think that I'm saying about how you meet the person. I'm just saying that one of the things that I think about with this whole millennium dating and the multiple people, I think that that prepares people for divorce.
But I think multiple dating has been around longer than, it's not a new phenomenon. It just happened in the last 10 years.
I would beg to differ. I would say within the last 10 to 20 years, this is something new. I mean, because guess what? Back 20 years ago, people were doing the whole, I would like some of your time. My intentions are for you to become my wife. You know what I'm saying? It isn't, my intentions are for you to be my girlfriend, and then when I go off to college, I'm going to meet somebody else. No, it was, I like you. Please check yes or no. And I'd like to get to know you. I'd like you to be the mother or father of my children. I want us to get married. I want us to have a life together. Whereas now, that's not the case. It's, you know, I got my education I need to do. I need to build my career. I want to hang out with my boys. I want to do all this kind of, man, did you see that fine girl over there? I want to see what that mouth do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, I think that it's different now.
Oh, everything's different. I mean, no argument here, but I think some of the things that maybe more out of front now haven't gone on for a long time. But because the attention spans are shorter, like you said, the microwave mentality, that it just seemed like...
See, but why is the attention span so short now? Let me tell you why. Because you got these multiple options. And you're like, because there are multiple options, I don't need to really get to know this person. You know what I'm saying? Because the first thing people say out their mouth is, you come with too much baggage. Okay, well, how about, not saying that you can do it for everyone, but how about you say, let's kind of go through some of this baggage that you got.
But you can't do that for everybody.
I'm not saying that you can't do it for everybody, but I feel like what the current trend is I'm not for the baggage that you're bringing, period. I don't care if the baggage is you don't like weed. I don't care what the baggage is. I ain't got time for this baggage, so I'm out. Period. Point blank. Move to the next one. Because this chick over here, she don't wear weed. That chick over there, she is not only does she not wear weed. Yo, she got a fat ass. This chick ain't got a fat ass, and she wearing weave. Next. See what I'm saying? What about this chick with weave and no ass, but she got it, you know, like her heart is good. She'd be a great mother, blah, blah, blah. But you ain't never seen it because I need to see that ass.
Well, that's why some women that...
I'm not saying that it doesn't go across the board. It's
only like tall dudes. When somebody 5'10" could probably treat them better.
I'm not saying
6'2".
That. I'm not gonna say that because I'm telling you, when I was younger, yo, if you were shorter than me, and when I say shorter, I mean I don't care. I'm 9 3/4" or something like that. I'm almost 5'10". Okay, almost, not quite. But if you were 5'8" and whatever would make you needed one more milli-inch or whatever it is to make you 5'9", I don't know. Well, if you were just one half a second from 5'9", like, I couldn't even respect you. I would, okay, this is about to sound really harsh.
Yo, your right. Complex gives me the blues.
So, my ex-husband was like 5'7". I'm
it
almost 5'10". Anywho. No, that's not why he's an ex. I also wore heels. Okay, so typically I'm about,
but we're still
6 feet, 6'1", 6'2", depending on how high my heels are, because I prefer like 4, 5, even 6-inch heels. Okay, so,
and I can't.
I used to joke with my ex-husband, and I'd be standing. We'd be standing like in front of each other. And we'd be having a conversation, and I'd be like, I hear you, but I don't see you. Who is this talking? What is going on? Where are you? Honey, I hear you. Where are you? I know that was an asshole. But that's how I felt about his life height. But I can honestly say I know now where that was coming from. One, I'm a tall woman, and so I latched on protection height. Like, how are you gonna protect me if you're shorter than me? Like, if somebody roll up on us, how you got my back? If you little, what you gonna be like? Run, baby, run!
Your word, Easy E. He said size ain't shit.
I really am.
Well, I mean, I recognize that now, but I'm saying initially that was my struggle. I was one of those female who, like, I couldn't even see a dude. Like, if somebody was like, "Do you think he's cute?" and I was like, "Nah, he alright." You know, like they immediately went into the friend zone. Yeah. Immediately. I couldn't even see any type of attraction.
Now, if he had the same face or broad shoulder, whatever, on a 6'2",
it would have been all love.
It's the same thing.
It would have been all love. I'm just saying. It would have been a totally thing. But that's because I equated height to strength and texture. I mean, now on the fact that my grandfather's 6'3", and so he was who I idolized as it relates to what a man should be. So I felt like if he was tall, he would be able to protect me, and that's what it was.
Well, my dad was 6'5".
Good Lord.
It's the work.
It's the 6'2".
Anywho.
I think I was looking for it.
I'm just saying. So,
I'm
going to stand firmly in my belief that dating prepares people for divorce. Now, what? What's that face for?
No, but okay, so at the same time.
I'm listening.
Day one person.
The day one person.
And it could be the wrong thing for you, the wrong person.
How do you know?
Come on, those two.
Dating for divorce.
So, what I'm saying is, even if you choose to not date multiple people, it's no guarantee that that one person that you are dating.
Let me tell you why. Because y'all go into it with, like, you don't have to put up with that. There are tons of people out here, which is why D.C. is so saturated. It's like there's so many people. You be like, I didn't know you knew him. Oh, yeah, girl, I used to date him like a year ago. Listen, if you would stop dating all of these daggone dudes and just try and see if you can work at it with this one dude, maybe I could have had a chance with Breezy, but I can't because he done dated my girl. Right. You know, now you off limits. I just need y'all to just be still. Stop dating all these people. D.C. is only so big. 683-662.
And let us know. Again, let us know the last time you were on a date. And are you a casual dater? Or you a singular person?
I mean, like, that takes up too much time. Like, how am I supposed to juggle? Like, so I'm talking to four dudes, right? Okay? And one of them says, hey, we're doing X, Y, Z, blah, 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 so forth and so on. And then so there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. I'm dating four dudes. So Thursday dude says, hey, I'd like to go out with you on Saturday, blah, 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 so forth and so on, right?
And you can say no.
No. That's not where I'm going. So then I'm talking to Monday's dude because I'm kind of feeling him and all this kind of stuff. And I say something like, dude, I can't wait till we go out on Saturday.
But you know what? You play it off.
That's too much. Or because I like to get to know everything about a person, I start confusing your history with the next dude's history.
That's why you don't know me, baby.
Great.
I'm just saying, it's just too much information. If you're dealing with one person, you can get all of the facts, all of the information, and you ain't got to worry about what's going to happen, what's not going to happen, and all this kind of stuff. I want those callers who are listening right now, I need you to call in with your dating experiences. I really want to talk about this tonight.
No, actually, I'm interested in hearing, you know, people's, you know, how they date.
Uh-huh.
You know, because, you know, while we're sitting here talking about, you know, how you do, how I do, it is interesting to hear and just, you know, people say, well, I don't date or I do date and why. And I'm always interested in that. You know,
some people be waiting on the Lord.
And that's fine. That's fine. For those of you all that went on the Lord, if you fall into a river,
and
you pray at the Lord's stage,
really, that's where you're going to go with this?
And the Lord comes along.
Is that where
there might be
the
Lord. So while you're waiting on 5 and 5A come along, that might be the Lord. Remember that.
Whatever.
The Lord gives you what you need, as well as you want. But sometimes what you need could be in 5A.
Okay, I mean, I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing that.
So I want to know, ladies, going back to hanging out, how do you feel as somebody that, you know, you may see around, you will casually flirt for a while, and after all of that, the attraction between the two of you, and the only thing he has to say is, hey, let's hang out. Does that do anything for you? I mean, you all built up an attraction, flirting. How does that make you feel? Do you feel that, you know, the hanging out is just a way to get your pants, or, you know, do you feel that it's just what it has come to when you take it as that?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that, you know, some dudes are lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unoriginal or whatever, and hang out, hey, let's watch Redbox or whatever, so that you're putting yourself in a situation where, one, I'm not spending a lot of money, because really and truly I just want the tail, and two, it's that whole...
You feeling real pretty, huh?
I don't necessarily want the tail, but, you know, I want to be in a comfortable setting. You know what I'm saying? You know, like when y'all dudes go out on a date and all that kind of stuff, and it's just like all this pressure of trying to impress and all this kind of stuff. But if everybody is hanging out at home, it's like you can be yourself. You can be chill. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no expectations. Just relax.
No, I just like.
Well, we're not thinking hanging out. Mm-hmm. I can hang out with my boys.
What? That I like to call.
Oh, okay.
What?
You know?
You don't hang out with females?
No, we can. But the first
time?
Yeah, that just, you know, I just feel like I'm putting you on homeboy status right there.
That's a different perspective.
You know? Oh, you want to just hang out? Yeah, cool. Now, I mean, it'd be one thing if, you know, we've, you know, flirted and gone at it a couple times. So, yeah, there's no problem. You know, but after, you know, a little back and forth. And because you could probably, you might be thinking, well, I hang out with my girls. It, like I said, it's unimaginative. It is lazy. But it's just like, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
It's devaluing you.
Really?
I said, because I can hang out with my boys.
Wait, you can hang out with your boys, but.
Fine.
I mean, but eventually you're going to get to that place anyway. So
you know what I'm saying? I'm saying for the first time. Now, we've, you know, got a couple of dates.
But here's the thing. So you're setting up expectations. You know that old saying, what you do to get her, you must do to keep her. So if those first times you're taking her out to these fancy restaurants and you're doing all this showboating and what have you.
It could be a full-blown date. Like you said, you know, it could be a free date like we spoke about.
I hear you, but okay. I'm saying.
So, but after a while, you know, then you can hang out. You establish rapport. You get in more comfortable. So, yes, you can hang out. So how would you feel as a person that you've been crushing on? He's been crushing on you for a while. You go back and forth, and he comes to you, hey, what you doing tonight? If you're free, you want to hang out? How would that make you feel?
Well, it doesn't make me feel bad, because I'm one of those people that I think that for a first date, I don't know that I want you to take me to a restaurant. I definitely don't want you to take me to a movie, because I don't want you talking in a daggone movie. You can't get to know me trying to watch a movie, because if I go to the movies, I want to watch the movie. Okay, but what I'm saying is I think that all dates should be a comfortable setting so that I can get to know the real you.
What about going to see live music?
If I like live music. If I don't like live music, then I'm sitting over there faking like I like live music. Mm-hmm. I'd rather you say, hey, let's hang out, play board games at your house or my house, even though I know that that's lazy or whatever, but it's like, it's comfortable.
You're never doing board
games. And then you can see my
competitive,
you know what? You can see my competitive side, you know?
For this person, I'll say that one of the funnest and best first date that I have like you said, you know, playing board games, whatever. Dave and Buster's.
That's pretty awesome.
That was cool.
That's pretty awesome. I will not take that away from you. That's pretty awesome. I like to play games.
You get to see each other's fun side.
Exactly.
It's no pretentious. You know, you just both of you got your hair down, even if it's yakky.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's touch on this whole talking over the phone versus texting and this dating.
You know what? I actually like talking.
Okay.
If I'm at work, obviously I'm not going to be sitting up on the phone. Yeah, we'll text back and forth. But when I have the time to talk, I like talking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like, while we're not face-to-face, that is still a personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
With text, especially, you know, the Twitter language, IDK instead of I don't know, and shit like that. That shit did irks
me. Oh, my God. Oh. That is like one of my pet peeves. Like,
And then, like you said earlier, you can't tell tone and idiosyncrasies. You know, when I'm playing.
Right.
No, but I actually do like to talk.
I do too.
But that's not me. I'm anti-tech. It just depends on my availability. If I'm at work, obviously, you know, I'm a little text a little bit. You know, I may quiet on my lunchtime and have a break. But like you said, this is such a microwave society. Think about this. Last time you've been on a train or a bus, when's the last time you saw anybody riding with their head up? The head is probably down, texting, playing on the phone.
I was going to say, I don't know, because I'm looking at my cane if I'm on public transportation, because I don't want to be bothered with nobody. I don't want y'all talking to me. I don't want y'all touching me.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But that's, especially these kids these days, I don't know if kids even know how to talk to each other.
Oh, they just blame
him?
Yeah.
Well, there's 140 characters for a reason.
Well.
So, to answer your question, I'll text because, you know, every phone has the capabilities, but I do like talking. Actually talking to somebody.
Okay. I do too. I like talking. I think, I mean, because of how things are, you get cool points for me if you're picking up the phone. See, because, and then it's like, I don't know, it's almost like you're setting the tone. Like this is going to be a text relationship. And I've also found that people become a lot braver in text.
Same thing they normally wouldn't.
Right.
You try to hide behind a, what's it called, emoticon?
Right. Well, no, I'm just saying, I mean, even with me, sometimes I feel like I'm going to text it,
okay,
and I'm going to drop it and walk away. Right. Like, I don't know that I could say it to your face, especially if you're somebody who's manipulative. Like, every time I say something, you're like, really? This is what we're going through again? And so I never really get to say what I wanted to say in the first place.
No pros and cons and everything. I'm not gonna lie. If out the blue I receive a smiley face, it makes me feel good.
Aw, you got a smile side. Aw. Ladies, send Breezes a smiley face. He needs to know that he's loved.
You know, like I said, I mean, that's pros and cons, but, you know, it's just like I said, today's generation, they don't talk.
I need you to speak in the mic.
They don't talk?
Sorry. What is that about?
My bad.
They want to hear your voice.
Okay, I'm sorry. Nothing else. Yeah, everything has place, probably part of everything. I just prefer actually talking. And I'm a little text.
Mike.
And I do text, obviously, but.
Mike.
I think we're proving that we are both old-fashioned, you know. So.
Right. And, again, you can contact us at 760-683-2662. You can join in on the conversation. You can also hit us up on amongst underscore Friends, which is our Twitter account. You can send us a message and we will reply. Hit us up. Use the hashtag dating with amongst friends. So hashtag dating with AF. Do that for me and we'd love to hear what's going on. We got some from CNN. Do we got a verdict? What's going on?
Well, said the prosecutor is announcing now. So.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming that Facebook is about to get mad live right now.
Tomorrow, Kim Kardashian
breaking. Oh, come
this
on!
Is
this is gonna break.
This
I was gonna say,
internet.
Please, can we not talk about?
Well, we're another. This is going to break the internet. Breaking news. Missouri grand jury declines to indict.
Shut your mouth.
Sure.
Shut your mouth.
It's on Twitter.
I'm not believing that.
Refresh your own CNN page.
I am refreshing it, and I'm not seeing that.
You know, I know this is a little off subject, guys. You see, this is the society we live in.
I'm not. What is? You said that's Twitter. What is? What's Facebook saying? Okay.
Hey. Black Lives Matter. That's another topic for another show.
It is another topic for another day. Anywho. Back to millennium dating.
But you see,
I think
you answered my question, but then when we were talking.
What was the question?
We were saying how that might not be the case.
What might not be
the case? Do people date? Or is it just not their brand of dating?
It's their brand of dating. Which sucks.
No indictment for Darren Wilson. So, is dating even a thing anymore? Or just random hangouts and random sex?
No, it's dating is a thing. I mean, if you're going out with someone, let's define dating. What is dating? What is the definition of dating?
You tell me, Webster.
You know I am about to look it up. Date. It is to establish or ascertain the date of. It is indicate or expose as being old-fashioned.
That's us.
I'm dating. You're saying 18. To go out with someone in whom one is romantically or sexually interested. So, yes, that is happening every day. They are going out with someone in whom one is romantically or sexually interested in. So, that answers the question. Is there still dating? Yes.
What do you think has caused the shift?
The shift?
And what got to a date?
Say that again. You sound like you were stuttering.
No, I'm sorry. Constituted past tense. The shift ever has.
I've already told you. It's this whole microwave generation. It's I want multiple things.
You know what? With this new generation, I mean, we could sit here and talk about this new generation for
hours on end.
Right. Even look at the music.
Listen.
If you listen to old Keith Sweat, I'll be sure.
Right.
They actually talk about getting dressed to the nines, picking my woman up, making her feel good.
Hold up, no. if you want to talk about Guy, well, you said Keith Sweat, but Guy was like, you can have peace of love.
Right.
What kind of mess is that, though? That was when the whole,
no, but
I want
again,
multiple things.
No, but again, that goes back to what I was saying earlier. Dating multiple people
mm-hmm.
or having a side joint is nothing new. That's been going around for a while. Me and Ms. Jones.
We got
so nothing new. But what I'm saying is the shift in attitude. So why yes, they did a song, Peace My Love. They had songs. I'm trying to get it. Put on your red dress.
Right, put on your red dress. But then you had As We Lay.
Yeah, after the date. After we went out on the date. I'm blowing that
it's
back
morning. Sunlight shines across your sleeping face.
Then I'm blowing it back out. But they, like I said, they actually talked about the act of a date.
Okay. I'll give you a chance.
Now, you got loyal.
Well, but that's somebody that they were microwaving. And it's funny that you would even use that because when Chris Brown was talking about where he got the idea for the song, he was talking about it's not so much because they was talking about his somebody was talking about his relationship with Karrueche or whatever her name
is.
And they were saying that, you know, here you got this loyal chick by your side, you know, like, dude, what are you talking about? These chicks ain't loyal. And he was saying, I was talking about mainly these industry chicks who, you know, like, they ride with me for, like, 5 minutes, and then next thing you know, they up in Wayne camp, or they up in Gucci Mane camp, or they up in somebody else's camp. And he's like,
these are someone that broke up with Karrueche to go back to Rihanna, and then went back.
Listen, I ain't got nothing to do with what he's saying, but he was saying that what he was thinking of when he made a song, mm-hmm. or something to the fact, was that you're seeing all of these different chicks out and around in different circles, and it's like they're round and round the mulberry bush of the different dudes that they all hang out with. Oh, you ain't trying to put me on? Well, Young Jock will. Oh, you ain't trying to put me on? Well, such and such will.
I think we're both Tupac fans, right?
Absolutely.
Remember All About You. There's the song Snoop was like, I done seen you in the homie Warren G video. And you know my video.
Right.
So
it is what it is. You still have time. We're getting ready to wrap it on down. We're getting ready to end off the show. You can hit us up at 760-683-2662. You can also comment in our Facebook group, which is Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. If you are not a part of that group, go ahead and send us a join request, and you will be added in. It is a closed group, so you can't just add yourself. All righty.
So do you think?
No, I don't.
Where do you see dating going from here?
Going to hell in a handbasket.
Really?
It's going downhill fast.
So what's going to be next?
What's going to be next is
dropping draws.
Well, they're already doing that.
No, but instead of saying let's hang out, you're doing tonight.
No, they're already doing that.
Draws.
No, they're already doing that. I mean, Tinder. So, right, we have a successful date. I've had, bless you, I had a couple of conversations going to straight sex. Straight to, you looking hook up tonight? Like, ain't no, so tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, what are the things that you like to do? You know, I'd love to take you out to get to know you a little bit better. It was, I'd like to see how tight your stuff is. You available tonight? Huh? What? What happened? Or another situation was they were like, hey, instead of us chatting back and forth on Tinder, how about we move this over to some form of Kick or Messenger? Right. So I was like, cool. So they tried to add me or whatever. And so I go to look, and your profile pic is a dick pic.
Am I tripping?
So, like.
You said a what?
What other conversation are we going to have? Am I going to say, no, what?
Really?
I really have telling? To get to know the whole you. All
that
I'm
was
saying
on the
is, there's
the
a dick in my face. Right, that's all I'm saying. Like, so if any conversation that you have, if I type anything in this box, it's going to be sexually related. There is no, let me get to know you.
Let's say 3-4 or so of your 4-5 pictures. If she was taking a picture in a mirror with a bikini or thongs on.
No. In all of my pictures.
I mean,
I am fully clothed.
There's only one thing that I'm going to associate with that.
What's that?
Especially if you just got a thong on or you got your titties pressed up.
Hey, I want you to see what my assets is, man.
Right. I mean, there's only one method that you say that, whether you want to or not. You trying to get down. So I guess if dating is going to hit on the handbag.
Good. Actually, it's already gone.
Okay. Well, your show is red.
No, it's not. Just like the whole thing of are all men dogs? No.
You know, I went to a function a couple weeks ago and was asked that question. And I said no. And the reason why I said no was, you know, because the ones that are in the know, the ones that know about children, will continue to do it.
Correct.
And we can in turn, you know, teach somebody else. But those that were raised to be chivalrous will continue to do it.
Okay, so let me answer. If you are a man who believes in some of the old-fashioned traditions,
you'll continue to do it.
No, that's not what I'm going to ask. I'm going to need you to slow down and let me talk about that. No, my question to you is, you were apparently raised a certain way, that this is how you treat young lady. At what point or at what type of responsibility do you take in if your homeboy, you know, he's been raised the same way you were?
And they were like, well, you know,
how responsible do you feel to say, you know, dude,
engage and then you should work on your.
I have to say, and I fully believe, and I said it on the show. I do think that men are better friends to their friends than women are.
So
we're not gonna tell you what you know. You want to hear.
So you're
know,
assuming
you're
that's what women do.
Around the background, and your attention got distracted. Then I said, hey.
Because we ain't gonna sugarcoat none. Like
what do you think?
I have conversations with my homeboys, and then they come like, man, she tripping.
They come back.
And first thing we ask is, what did you do? Oh no, what did he do, girl? What did he do? No, we're the owners of her, and he could be in the right. But we try to hold him accountable right off, and then start talking about, you know, that yang. Like, dude, you fucking up, man. If you continue to do this, you're gonna lose it.
Like, I'm not gonna be down with.
If you don't do these certain things, you're gonna lose it.
So you're saying that you're telling. Okay, tell me when you say chivalry, what are some of the things that you still do? Okay.
It's opening doors, closing doors. It's walking on the street side of the sidewalk.
Okay.
You know, pulling your chair up, standing when you come in the room.
Okay.
My father was military. Like, yeah.
You ain't stood up when I came
because
around.
We were saying that we'd be okay.
And I'm a lady.
And I'm not even prepared.
My father was military. You know what? Outstanding. Instinctively, because of how my father was, I reached for a handshake. And a lot of women, they want to hug. But like I said, standing, when the lady walks in the room, pulling her chair out.
Okay. And so now my question to you is, you are out with your boys, right? Y'all are walking up to the restaurant door to go into happy hour. And some ladies are... They're
so
getting to the door before you do.
On top of,
do you and your boys like, okay, well, she's going to open the door. And y'all walk in. Do you later say, yeah, how come you didn't get the door?
No, I never experienced it. Because I've been, well, I don't say never. And y'all, I said something. But no, most of the time,
like, okay.
you know, either me or someone I'm with will open the door. I mean, it's the second nature.
No, I was just trying to figure out at what point do you...
Well, like I said, if he comes, you know, we're having, you know, a round table discussions. And
it takes a round table discussion for you? Like that?
But this is like when you all get together and have your conversations.
We don't wait till we get together for a powwow.
It doesn't matter, but you still can talk to your friends, right?
Right, I talk to my friends.
So this is us. And, oh, man, she's tripping. What you do? And they'll say, well, this and this. They look at me aside. I'm like, dude, you know, next round, how you going to lose her? You know, you're going to continue on.
But this is the chick that y'all have identified as a good chick, not the one who y'all are saying, so, Doc, what am I doing?
No, this,
not
this
that.
Is... No, I mean, if he comes back and tells you that he's just smashing, that's all it is, whatever. But, you know, if this is, you know, his girlfriend, been together, you know, you fucking up.
Okay. I get it. Well, I really appreciate everyone talking with us tonight about the new millennium dating. It is a very interesting topic for discussion.
It's one you never get any clear answers. Everybody's dating habits are different. Just like you and I are of an age where we experienced something when it came to dating. I guess it's whatever the individuals is comfortable with.
I agree. Well, again, I appreciate everyone for hanging out with us, talking with us tonight, listening, chatting, tweeting, expressing your comments. I appreciate it all. We'll be back. You're actually hearing this recording. We pre-taped this show. We're going to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. So we look forward to seeing you next week. Come back same time, same place, 8 o'clock from 8 to 9:30. You can call in and be a part of the conversation at 760-683-2662. You can hit us up on our Facebook group at Amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. You can also hit us on our Facebook page, which is Amongst Friends. And then again, you can hit us on Amongst_Friends for our Twitter account. Alrighty. You can also get at BD by going...
Y'all can check out the blog. Politics. Find me on Facebook. Breezy, BREZY. Or you can get me at Corner Politics, the number. There's a group, so drop a note, question, and I'll get back to you.
All right. And you can always follow me on Twitter at TX. The number 2, DC Diva. Follow me, tweet me, holler at your girl, let me know what's up. And also hit us up on the page. Tell us how you think how you feel about the show. If you have any topics that you'd like for us to cover,
suggestions,
put them out there, let us know, and, you know, hey, maybe we can even get you to come up and do a guest show, you know. Anywho, again, thank you. We appreciate you all for talking with us, and we'll see you next week.
All right.
Later.
All right.
Can I use your laptop real quick?